There we are. It's Jay Sakal's here from the City of College Station. You stuck on a jumble there? You need help?
No, you know, I haven't even cracked open the jumble yet.
Right. So, Aggies lost last night. I don't know if you watched.
Yeah, Lee, I know it.
Uh-huh. You want to call Tucker? Should we call Tucker and just see?
Why?
Yeah.
We'll see how things were at D.C.
He's been told us to.
Well, no.
He suggested we do it.
Did he? I don't know that he suggested.
I heard area, man. Where's Tucker?
Yeah.
Is he here?
No,
he's still in D.C.
Okay.
He was watching the game with the D.C. A&M club.
I got to tell you, we'll do the area man story in just a minute. I ran into a... Yep, sounds like a telephone ring there.
It's a strong ring.
815. It is a good strong ring. And he's going, I don't know that number. I don't know.
Or he's going, I do know that number.
Yeah, and I'm not going to pick it up right now because I'm at a buffet.
Oh, and he will not answer if he's eating.
Yeah, that's, anyway.
Hello?
There he is. Hey, Tucker, it's Scott. You're on the air, buddy.
Yeah, keep it clean, buddy.
I thought you were awake.
What?
Yeah.
Actually, my alarm went. It didn't go off today.
Oh, Downs told me that, he's
You didn't miss
be
your
awake.
Plane, did you?
No, it's 9:15 there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is my alarm right now.
Okay, well, there you go. What time's the plane?
The plane, actually, we're coming back on Sunday.
Oh, all right, so you got time. All right, that's cool. So you were at the big viewing party last night.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was one of the coolest things until the last play of the game. The Capital C, no, seriously, the Capital C A&M Club is ridiculous. I mean, at least 600 people in that bar.
Wow.
At least.
Wow.
And at least 4 people there immediately after the broadcast. So...
Now, were you in any Aggie regalia?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't dress up.
You don't own any of that, do you?
No, I have what they've given me.
Yeah, I understand.
That's kind of the way all of us are.
Tucker went to the other school, by the way.
I understand that.
Got to out him right now.
So anyway, it started out well and ended poorly, huh?
It started out well. When I got there, they were up 14.
Yeah.
That changed in a hurry.
Yeah.
And yeah, just. Yeah. Did not enter. Yeah.
So it went downhill because of you, is what it sounds like you're saying.
Dusty says it's my fault. Uh-huh. Dusty says that I was the bad luck charm.
On you, pal. All right. We'll see how that works out for you. So anyway, well, gosh, we're sorry we woke you. We really thought you'd already be up and down at the buffet line or something.
I was supposed to be. I forgot to set a wake-up call, so now I'm going to be scrambling.
Here. Okay, we've done what we needed to. All right, see you later. Bye.
All right, thanks, guys.
Tucker from D.C.
Yeah, glad we could help.
I was in a very serious situation. I was in a pretty serious situation the other night and talking to a guy, and he referenced Area Man that way. Kind of went, wow!
In a serious environment.
Yeah. It was just, I thought that was interesting. We were talking about something. You bring a guest, or is it just
me? No, it's just me.
Okay.
Sorry to disappoint.
That's right. All right, so anyway, we were talking about this.
Let's cancel.
Yeah. We were talking about this and got sidetracked. I know that never happens, but we're talking about Street View, which is a pretty interesting thing. Chase really likes it. What do you think of Street View?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, I don't like the idea that people can see your house from the street. I don't know that that's necessarily...
Well, you know, you're not in there at the very moment. It's not like they're peeking in live.
Yeah, no, that's true. No, I understand.
You are looking live at Scott DeLucia's home, a.k.a. the compound. Lots of squatty-bodied wiener dogs running around.
Are. Yeah, there he is. Oh, my
there
God.
There he is.
Hi.
Okay. Here's a guy moving the hoses out there.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely.
Oh, look, there's a pole vaulter.
Yeah. All right.
Antarctica.
Oh, there's his plumber. Yeah. He's got prizes in the back.
Notice Scott didn't write in a check. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, Antarctica isn't exactly known for its streets, but yesterday Street View was unveiled for Antarctica.
How would you like to have had that Google assignment?
Yeah. Running into opposition in Germany and the Czech Republic over the controversial imaging service, they are welcoming the change there at the coldest spot on the Earth. A geospatial technologist... imagine that would be a great... Wonder if he watched the game last night. Oh, no. Told the London Guardian, this allows people to understand the contrast between New York's Times Square and being on the edge of a glacier looking at penguins. Okay. Over the next 24-hour Street View, images will go live. Live from Antarctica.
Oh, I take that back then.
Ireland and Brazil giving Google an on-the-ground presence in all 7 continents. See if you could find a webcam there. Chase, have you got time to do that?
Oh, sure. What am I looking for? I quit listening. Antarctica.
Blah, 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 live.
Google
blah,
blah. Webcam.
Stream View. Blah, yeah. Blah. Chase.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Okay. Well, yeah. I figured that would give us a fill while Jay Sokol tells us what goes on in the city of College Station.
I got nothing. All right, I got penguins staring at a lens. I don't know.
Ooh, look at the ice underneath them. Ah, yuck. All right, anyway. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Look, a seal. Well, bye-bye, penguin.
Right.
That'll disturb the children.
Yeah.
All right. Well, coming up October 9, we've got our twice a year household hazardous waste and computer collection event.
Sure.
So if you remember from the last time we did this, this event now collects medical waste and outdated pharmaceuticals as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you could bring that there. So if you're not familiar with the household hazardous waste event, it's designed to help you get rid of all those nasty things that you keep around the house. And, you know, we don't want it to end up in the landfill. There are proper ways to dispose of it, so bring it to us. October 9th, 7 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. The event is occurring at the University Services Building in College Station. If you're not familiar with that, you head down to Harvey Road or Highway 30, go just past Veterans Park, and you'll make the next left. You'll see the signs there. That's the entrance, okay? Don't try to enter from the University Drive side. You enter from the Highway 30 side, and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. Folks are there to take those goods from your vehicle. You drive on through, and you exit on University Drive. So that's how that works. It's a good event.
It is a good event. Yeah.
There are certainly things that we can accept and things we cannot, and there is a good comprehensive list of those things on our website, which you can visit at cstx.gov/HHW. That stands for Household Hazardous Waste.
Oh, very nice. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So if you have any questions beyond that, feel free to give us a call. You can call my office, and we'll redirect you to the right folks. That's 764-3445.
Okay, we'll hope for nice weather.
That's right.
Sometimes it can be really, really hot out there, but this one should be good. That it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so it's a quiet day in the two-name city.
Knock on wood.
All right, there you go. It's Jay Sokol. We visit folks from College Station on Fridays. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, Aguilane Lighting Center.